The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
All right, today we are on lesson 98. Lesson 98. Only God knows which year we started this particular lesson. We are 98, and the title today, what we are looking at today, which we started looking at the last time we met here, is Jesus, the core of the scriptures. Can we say that with me?
Jesus, the core of the scriptures.
Can we say that again?
Jesus, the core of the scriptures.
So, the last time we met, that we started talking about this topic, we started opening the reason for the scriptures. The scriptures is concerning Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
The scripture is concerning Jesus. And the last time, we begin to see how God intended to help man by documenting ahead. He documented ahead what he wanted to do and how he wanted to do it. Amen?
Amen?
So, we have no excuse. We have no excuse to say that we don't know what God is about. Amen? There is no excuse for us. So, let's just dive into today's teaching. John 11, quickly help me. 25. Can we read together? Can we read together? Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall live. Can we take the next one too? Verse 26. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? So I will start by saying, there is no way to believe this if you have not read about it, if you have not found evidence. Are we together this morning? So it means that when he was saying this, he was not just saying it out of the blues. There is a document where it was documented that he shall save his people from their sin. There are documents about resurrection. Amen? So, the Lord Jesus is the resurrection and the life. God wants the scriptures to be a guide for man. And what would that guide do? To allow us see the resurrection and the life. Now, you remember in the book of Romans, the procedure of salvation. How many of us remember that? The procedure for salvation. Those who call on his name shall be saved. How shall they call? Except they believe. How shall they believe? See that process. It was like reverse engineering. If you do a lot of AI these days, you know what's called reverse engineering, where you put a picture on a tool and tell the AI to do a reverse engineering. It's going to give you a prompt that will produce almost the same or, you know, around that area. Something that looks like it, that can do what this one is also doing. So now, how shall they call if they don't believe? How shall they believe if they don't hear? How shall they hear if there is no one preaching to them? How shall they preach if they were not sent? Do you see that? That protocol is always there. How shall we believe that is the resurrection and the life if men were not sent? Remember, whatever is documented in the law and the prophets were things that men were sent to say. Do you remember that? Everything documented in the law and the prophet. You see, Moses, he sat to teach. All those precepts and statutes and all that was taught and documented. Are we together? So, for a man to believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, to the extent that if he died, he will live. And to the extent that even if he's alive, he will live. He will live a kind of life that is called resurrection. Hallelujah. So when he says, I'm the resurrection and the life, it means that what I represent, the life I live, is called resurrection and the life. Amen. So some people came to know. Some people came to know Jesus through certain powerful and unusual encounter, such as Paul, who was formerly called Saul, who did much havoc against the church. He felt that the church or the preaching of Jesus was not true because of his religion, because of his religious allegiance to the faith of his father, which was not based on revelation. This is it. He knew something, but he didn't see the being behind what he knew. This man studied under Gamaliel, one of the best law school in his days. Remember Gamaliel? At the point where, earlier before Paul, Gamaliel had already said something about the disciples. So let's leave them. Was he not the one? He was the one. Let's leave them. So Gamaliel knew something which he taught Saul of Tarsus. If Gamaliel didn't see something, maybe he would have said, let's just kill them for once. But there was something he knew that Saul of Tarsus did not really know. Now, he does not have the revelation behind the religion of his father. Because if he does, he would have known what he wrote to the Hebrews. Do you understand? It was when he knew that he wrote to the Hebrews, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manner spake to the fathers in the time past, spake unto the fathers by the prophets. At this point, he already understood what he didn't know before Damascus. Hallelujah. Now, how will he know that it was the father that the prophet was speaking to? How will he know? But before Damascus, he didn't know. So, we are trying to see something. Saul felt that the faith of the fathers is what God had in mind throughout eternity. But on his way to Damascus, God encountered him one day. A light that was brighter than the noonday sun shone upon him, and he had a voice. So, in this encounter, God went beyond his mind and reasoning to encounter and save him. Now, in these days, we have been hearing of how God encountered people in the hardcore of places where Christianity is not allowed. Some of them They have never seen the Bible before. Some of them, they have never seen the scriptures before. Yet, they saw things that make them know that Jesus is the Son of God. That Jesus is God. Beyond the prophet that the religion of their fathers said about. Beyond that person that they said escaped before the cross. They began to see. Some people saw the holes in his hands. Some people saw experiences that made them know that truly this man Jesus was crucified and resurrected again by supernatural experiences. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Another person like that in the scriptures was Cornelius. Let's read on. Cornelius also had an encounter with God in the book of Acts chapter 10. We see there, Peter was yet speaking when the Holy Ghost fell upon Cornelius and his household. He did not even fully hear or reason with the message. Apostle Peter was still there, giving reasons why he was not supposed to be in that house. You know, giving reasons why he's not supposed to be found in that place. And while he was still saying things, Holy Spirit came in, Mr. Man, don't disturb this work for me. Let me do the work completely. He has to explain. You know, there are some things that if we found with you, you go explain tire. You know, that kind of thing. Peter has to explain tire. He knew that this place I am, if not that I had a dream or something happened and I just knew I have to be here. He was still explaining. And the Holy Spirit came in there and do the work. The Holy Ghost had done the work of conviction in his heart, the heart of Cornelius. And so these people believed. So what the study is painting this morning, there are two sets of believers. People who encountered the supernatural to come into believing, they are this first set of people. There are plenty of them. You and I know that sometimes too, we have some supernatural experiences that in the long run, we now found in the scriptures. Amen. On some matters, the Holy Spirit is trying to change our mind, to lead our hearts. And yet we are, Holy Spirit will just intercourse us in some spaces and then later on guide our heart to the scriptures. I'm talking about those of us who believe already. You understand? So the way it is in that manner happened also to those who never believed that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Are we together? But it's not all the time. That's not really the expected. The expected is by the route of reasoning. Let's see the study the more. He said, however, some people will not believe through such gateway. Some will be convinced by encounters, while God will have to prove to some using scriptures that Jesus is the very one who is to save the whole world. Amen. You see, the generation we are is scientific. When you say scientific, they want to see evidences of what you are talking about. There are many questions that ages in the past never asked. Even in science now, you now see people asking questions. You say that immunization is good for us. Show us evidence. Indeed, some people will go into their own study to go and study what happened to set of children immunized against what happened to set of children without vaccination. And they will bring out their own evidence to say, what you actually say was not really true. We found this with this, we find this with that. You understand? And they will compare and make logical conclusion. Actually, the truth is, God does not want us to be a robot. He wants us to be able to reason. And that's the reason why he gave us will. That's the reason why he gave us will. He wants us to use our will. Definitely, if we see something that is seemingly greater than us, we use our will by all means to obey that thing or to follow that thing. Are you with me? But God does not want us to just always follow him like that. He wants us to reason. No wonder he said, come, let us reason together. Are we together this morning? So, let's read on. God used the testimony of the scripture to help men to believe and know that preaching Jesus is not an invention that somebody woke up one day and started creating. Rather, it is something that God had prepared for a long time, which is why the testimony of the scriptures can help us to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Now, let us note this. The reason why the devil will not allow you to take the scriptures and read. There was a video I saw sometimes. I showed it to Pastor Favor. This guy was trying to read. He was trying to read the scriptures. And he was yawning. First time he yawned. There was a creature standing by him. Second time he yawned. And then the creature came and took phone, advising him that what you are doing is boring. Read phone small. Open phone small. Check phone small. The guy looked at him. He said it again. I didn't hear you. What did he say? He said it again. The third time, the guy brought out Cain. Why? The creature ran away. There is something about the scriptures that the enemy of God will not want us to see. Two things he always wants to do. Either he prevents you from reading it, or you read it and it prevents you from understanding it. So you will have letters and the spirit will be absent. That is what the devil has done over the ages. He had done it with the Pharisees, the Sadducees. He has done it with many of the Jews and they fell into Judaism, you know. He has done it with some set of religion that would tell their children not to ask questions, even in their own scripture. May the Lord help our hearts. Amen. Amen. So, the scripture holds the evidence. You know why there is a religion that when they, by conquest, took hold of a place, what would they do? First of all, where they go to is to burn the library. They will burn the library, burn every book without remaining one. That's what they do. So one thing that God did to help Israel is to raise a people called scribes who will spend their last blood and their last breath making sure that the sayings of God is documented on scrolls. I think I had a story, I don't know how true it is, of somebody who used his own blood as ink to reproduce some portion of writings. I don't know how true that is. But those set of people will spend everything in their life to make sure that what was said, what happened, was written accurately. One of those kind of persons was Luke. All that we are reading in Acts and the book of Luke now was written by that man. He was not an apostle. I think he was. Was he a doctor? He was a doctor. You can imagine. It shows how God helped. Can we imagine the Bible without Luke, an act of the apostle? All of what we are going to see in this particular study today is gone. Because today we are going to be like swimming in the book of Acts. Eh? What was recorded in the book of Luke was the life of Jesus and his ministry. And what was recorded in the book of Acts was the expressions of his apostles. The expressions of the first church. Hallelujah. And remember, if a child does not know the story of his father, he will go and marry from the house of his father's enemy. And he will be telling his father, "Dad, you are not liberal. You are not liberal. Tade is a very nice guy. He's a very nice guy. He's doing well for himself. But you don't know, Tade is the first son of your father's enemy." But I'm trying to paint something here. Imagine the life of Jesus as documented by Luke, the life of the first church, their expression as documented in the book of Acts. Imagine it's not in the Bible today. Too many things has been lost. Too many things that are surely believed among us would have been lost. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we have a commitment to always want to go into the scriptures. Let me tell you, one of the reasons why God helped some people when we started hearing Daddy's message is the fact that we have read scriptures before. If you grew up in a place like the Apostolic Church, every morning, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., we pray here. What they do is to go to church. There is what we call yearly Bible calendar. We read two portions of the Old Testament, one portion in the New Testament. And by January to December, we have finished the whole Bible. Now imagine a child, let's say that child was part of that from 5 years to 18 years. How many times will he have encountered the scriptures? Eh? So if you see many of us in the house here doing well under Daddy, they are children of pastors, children of elders, children of committed members of churches in Baptists, in apostolic faith, in places where scriptures is not played with. Meaning that all of us in this place, if we want to do well really in this message, we will do diligence to take our scriptures seriously. Hallelujah. Let's go on. During his early ministries, Paul went to preach in Thessalonica and came across the Berean Christian. These people were said to be better than their counterparts in Thessalonica because they had the culture of searching the scripture to find out if those things that were spoken were true. They went to search and check the teachings out so that their faith can be founded on what is true, because the scripture is valid, for it was spoken by the mouth of many witnesses. Now, you see these people called Berean Christian. They are scientific in nature. The only concern that could be is the fact that if you want to search the scripture to fault the message, there are some people, the reason why they study is to write thesis against Reverend Busuyi's message. We saw one some times back. The title was The Error or the Heresies of the Gadites. Somebody sat down, wrote things against the message in that circle. That is the reason why some people are like Berean Christians. Being like a Berean Christian in itself is not wrong. It's very good. But let's look at Thessalonica people. Thessalonica people received the apostles as the Lord. Thessalonian people received the apostles as the Lord himself. Now, the truth is, if you are like Thessalonian people, you will also study like the Berean. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? You could be like the Berean people because you want to fault the message. Don't stay just being like the Berean people. Being like the Berean Christians is not wrong. But you have a tendency. If you don't receive the apostles as the Lord's, do you know what the Thessalonians did? They behave like the apostles in all things. In all things. I guess the Berean people still have some reservations. And that's the problem of the Jews. They are also like the Berean Christians, actually. So they will cite the scriptures, thinking it's inside the scriptures that salvation is. Not knowing that it's pointing to a being who is already living the life amongst them. And that's the reason why the law is the shadow of Christ. Are we together this morning? Amen. So, as a people, we cannot do well without studying the scriptures. It's not possible. It is not possible. Can you tell your neighbor, it is not possible? We cannot do well without studying the scriptures. Amen? Because if we study the scripture well, do you know where we will come to eventually? How he became flesh and dwelt among us. He lived among us according to the scriptures. Was crucified according to the scriptures. Buried and resurrected according to the scriptures. If scripture is our cocoon, if scriptures is our nest, where we will always come into is Christ and him crucified. Amen. You won't hear anything like prosperity gospel, I tell you. There are many gospel that you will see that this is what is called another gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. So, it was not just one person or few prophets that bore witness to the scriptures. But many of them brought forth the thoughts of God over a generation and across times and places. And as such, they were regarded as reliable people. Now, sometimes I wonder if some people say the scriptures is corrupted and then ask them to bring their own and compare the two. You would then see which one is looking like concussion. You know concussion rice? for us guys that cook in hostels while we were in school. You know, concussion rice is not what those ladies are cooking. Oh, that's not concussion rice. Ladies will cook concussion rice. They will tell you it is concussion because they use palm oil. But by the time you eat their own and eat a guy's own, you will know that my sister, what you gave me was jollof rice. This is concussion. Do you know how they cook it? They will first of all put fire, water on the fire, pour oil, pour Maggi, pour salt, pour everything, then pour rice. Cover it. But it, next time you are opening it, it is done. You will discover that when they bring their book and they compare it to the scripture, they don't ever want to do that comparison. All what they will do is, don't read that book. Even their own book, they will just say, oh yeah, akosori. Is just all rote learning. You can't read it in another language. It's one language that you don't understand the core of it. And they did that to try to institute something. Eh? They want to hide the truth that is behind their religion. Eh? You can imagine if you tell one lie, to make that lie stay, you will tell another 100. Now, how many will you now make 100 to stay? If one would demand 100 to make it stay, 100 will demand how many? And now you will become he that maketh a lie. And that's the reason why no the scriptures. It is true, it is letter, but it is when you study the letter that the spirit will pop his face and tell you what is in the letter. You can't say the letter kill it, the spirit give it life. I want to have the spirit, and you are neglecting the letter. But bear, there is nothing like spirit. And when you know the scriptures, is when the word and the spirit can make sense. Without that, let the preacher preach from tomorrow to next year. It will make sense. You know, sometimes I pray in my heart for daddy when he's ministering. I will pray, I say, God, don't let daddy come down. Let him stay where he is. Because there are tendency when you are ministering to a people who does not know scriptures. Or there are tendency to feel their breath. To want to make it simple. Meanwhile, in making it simple, it's not that it's going to spoil the work. But there are some people that will feel like, what is daddy saying now? Meanwhile, if he stay where he is, understanding will come to them. Do you understand what I'm saying? One thing we must take away from this particular study, the one we took the last time and this one, is for us to know that we need to do our due diligence in studying the scripture from the perspective of Jesus being the center of it. Hallelujah. Let's read on. The Berean Christians therefore received Paul's commendation because they searched out and sought to know of those things that were spoken, if those things were that were spoken were so. Now, these people better pass the Jews in a sense. It is the same thing that is a commandment of the Jew. There is this scripture we used to read. Is it in Proverbs? I can't remember. It said, so one more onore, kowansi wala yare. Eh? Eh? Let it be upon thy neck and let it be upon the plate of your heart. Proverbs 6:21. Bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. This is the commandment that the priestly house actually received. You will see they will bind all of those things across their clothes, on their skirts, here and there. But those things are tied around their regalia, but in their hearts, it's not there. It's not there. No wonder the reason for those things they tied around themselves came and they didn't see him. They didn't see him, oh. If they saw him, they will not allow the devil to use them to kill him. Hallelujah. So most people in Africa, particularly Nigeria, do not pay utmost attention to reading. Ah! Unlike what is obtainable in other nations and continents of the world, like Europe, it is not uncommon to find in places like London what is referred to as Speaker's Corner, where some people take their thoughts and discoveries. It is an occurrence similar to what Paul had in Mars Hill. You see, this place called Speaker's Corner is a place in London where people come around to discuss their thoughts. What some people come to discuss what they discover. Some people come to discuss what is running in their head. And then people speak to it, you know, like a seminar, like a conference. In academic world, we also have something like that. They organize conference and people come around, share their discovery in articles, in journals, and all that. Some will come and give a talk. They call it seminar. He's the one that will come teach everyone and all that and all that. So in a place in Acts 17:22, in Athens, Paul entered the city and saw all manner of altars. And then on one of those altars, they wrote to the unknown God. I said, those guys are smart. They have several altars. They now kept one. If there is one God that we don't know, this one is for you. Hallelujah. It was there that Paul pushed out to let them know. You see, that one that you have not known is the one called Christ. Eh? He's the one that brought salvation. Can we see that? Okay, for I passed by and beheld your devotion. I found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I to you. Verse 24, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temple made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hand, as though he needed anything. Seeing that he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Who is this God? The God of salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So importantly, what this is driving home is the fact that we need to give room for reasoning by the scriptures. Amen. If it's done in Athens, where they don't even know what they are worshiping, and they can reason with Paul, how about us that God has given to hear the matters of so great salvation, which was begun to be spoken by the mouth of the Lord himself, and them that heard him confirmed it. Amen. Let's read on. A day must come when We are saved from the realm of ignorance. One thing that happens to every man who cannot read is the fact that you will be an ignoramus and you will be deceived. We will put ourselves upon a platform of vulnerability to be deceived if we don't read, if we don't reason by the scriptures. Amen. God wants us to know that when things are scripted or written, they are more reliable than spoken testimony. Do you know the reason why many beliefs enter the realm of what is called myth? Do you know why? Because they are orally transferred from one generation to another. So that's the reason why you will be hearing things in Yoruba land. Ela. Lamurudu, all manner of names. But somewhere there, sometimes I used to wonder, if you look at some of those names, they look like we are singing Eli, Eli. Peradventure, some of our parents back then had encounter with Eli. And then, you know, our intonation now is different from peradventure. But you know, by the time Thomas Berry says, sorry, Ella, you know that Ella is not looking like Eli. Amen? So written testimony are more reliable than spoken. Except spoken testimony is repeated in what is written. And that's the reason why I'm rested assured that I'm in a safe place. When daddy, mommy, mama, our pastors are ministering, I don't have a fear because I know what they are speaking is repeated in the written testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Verbal transfer of story or issue does not last as long as when it is written. This is why God ensured that those things that were spoken by the prophets were written and they form the written scriptures or the scriptures of the prophets. Amen. If you see Acts 18 verse 4, let's quickly read it. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greek. Now, this was in one of Apostle Paul's journey. Please, I want to encourage us, like I used to say, if you see any scriptures in our teachings, read the whole chapter, okay? This was a journey of Paul. He was in a certain city, and according to the way he used to do, he goes to synagogue to go and discuss with the Jews. But right there, we have Greeks also that are always coming. He didn't preach his experience. What was he reasoning with them? Scriptures. He used scriptures to persuade them because what is written and cannot be denied. What is written will outlast every lie. That's the truth. It may just take some time, and that's the reason why they burn books. Because they know their lie will soon be exposed if those books remain. No matter how long a lie has thrived, the truth will always take its voyage and outlast even 1,000 years of lies. You know, while growing up, there is this Yoruba adage, Biroba lologun odun, ojo kan soso lo to ma ba. You see, the Yoruba people also had some encounters. But the fact that it was not written with them made them lose many things. Many things. It took Omoya Charlie to come and write their story for them. You know Omoya Charlie? You don't know? Ha! The Briticos. To come and write their story for them. And then they came and said they found River Niger. I said the River Niger you found is the backyard of somebody's father. Because he didn't write about it, you have the effrontery to come and say you discovered it. If it was written with them, you will come and fall back on their own writings. Amen. So Paul knew that he would need scriptures to engage the Jews, because they will not just fall easily for any fallacy. And that's the reason why somebody went to write his own book and say angel brought the book for him. It's because he knew that the Jews will not. So, like I called it the other time, concussion. Carried from Judaism, add here. Carried from another place, add there. And the Jews will not, they won't take it. And that's the reason why it resulted into conquest. They will not, because they will not just fall easily for any fallacy, being children of the prophets and custodian of the scriptures. Amen? Amen. So he went and preached, persuading the Jews and the Greek, there is a need for us to know that God has brought help by bringing the scriptures to us. Whatever will make the compilation, no matter who God used to do it, whether he married his mom or not, is not my business. If the Lord can preserve the scriptures for us, then salvation has come to us. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Let's also see another place where he reasoned by the scriptures. Acts 18:19. And he came to Ephesus and left them there. But he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. With you, anywhere you hear reasoning, there must be written document to juxtapose what we are saying. If you are writing an article, for instance, as an academic, if you don't refer back to what has been written, what has been proven, your work is a lie. People will not believe it. So from the scripture, he made them to see Jesus had fulfilled exactly all that had been written, and as it was written. It is not something that a man put together, nor a kangaroo arrangement to project the biography of a man. No wonder they will stake their life for it. Amen. In the book of Acts, chapter 24, verse 24 and 25, we see the encounter of Paul with Felix. Let's see the next verse. The next verse, 25. And he reasoned of righteousness. Do you see content? He reasoned of temperance. Do you see content? He reasoned of judgment to come, to the extent that Felix became afraid. So when you reason with evidence, the heart of men will be pricked. That was what happened at Pentecost. Men's hearts were pricked. Felix could not ignore or resist the evidence of the scriptures that Paul raised, because he was married to a Jewess named Drusilla. You understand the meaning of that? Uh-huh. Meaning that he understand the weight of the scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. Meaning that he had access to the scriptures. He knew that being a Roman leader, his position in government would be in question if he believed in the faith. So he had to quickly stop Paul. Mr. Man, please stop. So that he will not be further convinced. This is because scriptures are meant to persuade any soul or person who does not want to believe in a lie, but looking for the truth. That is very instructive. The enemy would want us to disbelieve and discredit the scripture to win the warfare of our reliance on being helped or being helped by the scriptures to find the truth. So the scriptures is to make us find the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. But one can only know the counterfeit by knowing the original. We must therefore seek to know the original or the truth. Hallelujah. Eli should no longer sell anymore in this century because we belong to a generation of people that will question everything. This is an inquiring and scientific generation that needs evidence for the things that they want to believe in. We should transfer our quest into our religious search and not allow men to keep lying to us that our energy is not wasted. If we don't want to waste our energy in the pursuit of lies and deception, we must do due diligence. Amen? Religious leaders can lie because of their advantage. They can hide facts from their followers. Thank God we are not in that kind of circle here. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That was why Jesus admonished us to search the scriptures and ask questions just like he did. We must never allow ourselves to be deceived, as deception gives man regrets in life. If we die for what is true in our heart, we will rejoice in our death rather than die or live for a lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it is important for us to know that if we don't want to die in lie, we have to be inquirers. And the place we should inquire is the scriptures. Hallelujah. Can we pray this morning? Can we pray this morning that the Lord God of heaven will grant us mercy to find this help? Can we pray? Come on, pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.